The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to brother, 'Raga,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown in prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The gospel of the Lord. See the words gospel. Your sins be wiped away.
I will warn you, it's my first time preaching a weekend mass for almost a month because of my skiing injury about a month ago, so I'm afraid I'm a bit rusty. I'm grateful for Deacon Chris and Deacon Miller for carrying the preaching load over the last few weeks as I ease into the public and liturgical duties of my vocation. Many have observed that I'm getting better and moving better, which I'm glad to hear. Many days I don't feel like I'm getting better, but it's good to remember that just 2 weeks ago I was on crutches, so progress. Some have suggested that I find a different, less dangerous hobby. And I reply something like, I don't know, rock climbing or free climbing. Of course, I'm not serious when I suggest such things. And just a couple weeks ago, free climbing, which is climbing these rock faces without any assistance and no ropes, was kind of getting talked about a couple weeks ago because this fella, Alex Honnold, on a live Netflix show, scaled the outside of the 11th tallest building in the world in Taiwan. And he became famous back in 2017 by free climbing El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. Such antics suggest the question, why would anybody do that? I mean, presumably the thrill of danger and the adrenaline that gets your heart rate up to try such a task. But if you interviewed this fella, Alex, I would presume he would say something like, the pursuit of something very difficult with great skill and great effort and great training is deeply satisfying. But another question we should ask is, why would anyone watch that show? Just to see somebody maybe fall to their death? People tuned in probably because of that idea of the thrill of danger, the adrenaline of watching somebody do that, the drama of it all. But I also think subconsciously, people would watch such a show because it kind of, if he makes it, if he scales the top of the tower, it confirms what we hope, that if someone just puts their mind and their effort towards something, anything is possible. Now, I don't mean to be the downer this morning, but that idea, if you just put your mind and your effort towards something, anything is possible, that's not true. And you know it. We have physical limitations, and it's good to push ourselves to our limits and such things, but some things are impossible. I mean, if somebody said, hey, Father, don't get discouraged. You keep your physical therapy up. You'll be dunking a basketball in no time. That's impossible. I could hardly do that in my prime if I did have a prime. So the idea here is that to acknowledge our own limitations is to live in reality. It's humbling and it's hopeful. Otherwise, we get discouraged in life that we kind of go against something that's impossible. And if that's true on the physical level, I'm afraid it's also true on the spiritual and moral level as well. And there we have the gospel today. Our Lord is continuing the Sermon on the Mount, his most important homily ever. And if you thought the Ten Commandments were hard, which they are, keep the name of the Lord holy. Keep Sundays holy. Honor your father and mother. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't commit adultery. Hard enough. Now, it's not enough that you don't kill. You can't harbor anger and resentment in your heart. It's not enough for you to not steal. You can't harbor greed in your heart. It's not enough just to not commit adultery. You cannot harbor lust in your heart. I don't know about you, but I think that's impossible. If the Old Testament was dunking on a hoop, now he's raised the bar to 20 feet. And that kind of corrects a false impression that some people have, that the Old Testament, God is all about obedience to laws, and he's exacting and all about justice. And then when our Lord Jesus comes onto the scene, he's less rigid and less demanding, and the Christian life becomes easier because as long as you don't hurt anybody and basically become a good person, if that's your mindset, I dare you to read the gospel again. He's raising the bar, or rather, he's making the climb even steeper.
And if God was a cruel God, he would ask the impossible and watch us suffer. But our Lord Jesus is a loving and merciful Savior. And the only reason he would command the impossible today is because he will provide the means to do it. By his cross and resurrection and the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, he has given us the means to do the supernatural, that which is beyond our own wounded nature. It's not unlike the Mass. If the Lord asked me to take bread and turn it into his flesh and take wine and turn it into his blood, impossible. But by the gift of his ordination and by the gift of his Holy Spirit, that miracle happens every time. And so it is with our task of holiness, of pursuing the moral law. Yes, he's asked us to do it, but yes, he has provided us the gift of the Holy Spirit for transformation. That's what the Lord's interested in. Not just external activity, but the transformation of the whole person. And just to clarify, just like at Mass, it's not just sitting back and watching God do the action. He's asked for my voice and my ritual action. And so it is with all of us. In our task of sanctification, of holiness, we don't just sit back and let God do the work. We have a role to play. And that has to do with our freedom. The task of our will. We get to choose to collaborate, to cooperate with the gift of grace. We give him permission to do that work in us. That's the first reading, that wisdom literature from Sirach. It begins, if you choose, you can keep the commandments. If you choose, you have the freedom to choose to undergo this very difficult task of pursuing your sanctification and even the transformation of the world. And not just you get to choose action. I want to remind you today, you also have the freedom of choosing what you think about. So if the Lord is telling us we can't harbor greed in our souls or can't harbor anger and resentment or lust in our souls, it all begins with what we think about, and that's what enters our hearts. And so he gives us the admonition to be ruthless on those factors that lead us to harbor those things in our soul. And here I will reference another rock climber that also had a movie made about him. And I'll do it briefly because it might churn your stomach. But back in 2003, a hiker and mountain climber, Aaron Ralston, was in Utah. And while he was climbing a boulder, the boulder dislodged and pinned his right wrist to the side of the canyon wall. He couldn't let go or couldn't get away. For 127 hours, for 5 days, he tried and tried. And eventually, he amputated his own arm. And he was willing to do whatever it took to free himself to safety. And if that's his mindset for physical life, shouldn't that be our physical, our spiritual mindset in the spiritual life? I will do anything and cut off anything that prevents me from this task of my holiness, of my role in the salvation of the world. And here we have this gospel right before the season of Lent, where we can actually think about what is it that's holding me back? What is it that's leading to those things entering into my heart and my mind? So if you do struggle with resentment and anger, think about, do you, especially if it's resentment and anger towards political figures, do you just watch news all day long? Cut it off. Do you struggle with lust in your heart? Do you allow lust to come to your mind by what you watch on television or what you look at on your phone? Cut it off. Is it greed that grips your mind and heart? Is it because you're checking your bank account and your investments often? Cut it out. We actually get to choose what we think about. The Lord has given us freedom to play our role in living his law. Why would we pursue such a difficult and arduous task of our transformation? Well, number one, the Lord has commanded it today. But number two, despite the effort and the difficulty required, he has promised to provide his grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit
for us to accomplish this difficult project.